You know, we think the court's going to grant that.
Oliver Smith's son was a police officer, shot execution style by three men during a robbery. He's meeting with the Maryland Crime Victims Resource Center to write his victim's impact statement for one of the men's appeals.
And now you want it to be as long a term of probation as possible, is that correct?
Absolutely.
The walls in this room are a testament to victims of past crimes, including Oliver Smith Jr. Young and old, they're a handful of the 30,000 people who die from gun violence in the United States every year. Smith says for surviving families of gun violence, there's just no such thing as closure.
How do I put closure on my son? Always will be. The best thing that we can hope for is how to get through this, not over it. And there are three men there in jail, but we're incarcerated right along with them.
Russell Butler heads the center. He says gun violence impacts families on a material level because a family may lose its sole breadwinner or face legal bills. But the biggest impact to their lives, he says, is the emotional one.
I think it's the depression. I think it's the mental health issues. You know, normally children bury their parents. So in a case like Oliver, you have a parent burying a child, and not for some disease, but for being in the wrong place at the wrong time.
Nadine Jeffries' 16-year-old daughter, Brichelle, was also in the wrong place at the wrong time in 2010. She was killed with an AK-47 assault rifle in a gang-related shooting in Washington that left three people dead and nine injured.
You're such a pretty child.
Jeffries bristles at what she says is lack of action on gun control.
I just feel like the government has ignored so much that had things been done differently years ago, that could have saved Rochelle and other victims. It could have saved the children in Newtown. It could have saved, you know, people that you don't even hear stories about.
That's my baby boy, Oliver Wendell Smith Jr.
Oliver Smith now helps other parents cope with the loss of their children. He grieves every time there's another shooting, but he focuses on the here and now and keeps his son's memories alive for his grandson.
I have a lot of things saved for him. And he's 21 years old now, you know. And when he's ready, I'll sit down and I'll talk about the career, the short career that his father had, and the man that his father is.
We can talk about the legal authority for it, but only you can talk to the impact it's going to have on your family.
Beyond the emotional toll, there's a material price of gun violence in America. A report last year from Johns Hopkins University said the cost in terms of lost productivity and medical expenses alone was nearly $32 billion a year. Monter Abbey, VOA News, Maryland.
The maximum legal sentence, and whatever that is,